Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMass and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
A first and 10 from the Colt 34. Brady with a play fake to Michelle. Stands in the pocket. Bouncing right. Sliding back left. Directing traffic. A lot of time to launch a long high arcing pass to the end zone. Caught by Gordon in the right side of the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots.
So sexy. Flash Gordon.
Number 500 in the regular season career of Tom Brady.
What a way to get the 500 to have this kid catch it. Is somebody different again? That's the thing you're going to have with this guy. The ability when things break down is just give a playmaker a chance to go up and elevate and get it.
Got to make an announcement right now off the top, so...
It's
you
like
have the studio chairs, bring them back.
It's like you took our
interns'
food.
For everybody
food.
In the building.
The people took our interns' food a couple weeks ago, and now you took Beatles' chair.
Not my chair.
It's not Beatles' chair.
We're down a chair in
chair.
Here.
Down a chair.
We're down a chair.
These are the best chairs in the building, and
you should see it in the back office. They keep disappearing one by one and getting swapped out with older chairs.
Nice chairs. Nice.
So we'll start going through the cubicles and see who's got the nice chairs.
Slide back in them like this. You do this.
It's just that we got the ass today. You're pulling the parking lot at 9:58 in the morning.
Came in
both
hot.
Both of us,
today.
Zoe and I, 9:58, we made it here.
Yeah. That's you tough
were
week.
Running around like a lunatic looking for a chair so we have the same height on television.
Yeah.
Okay, like, I got that out of my system.
We don't look like Thugger Maz having that 12-year-old Ty Anderson.
Yes. What's up, Zoe?
What's up, man?
How you doing?
Good. How you doing?
I'm good.
What'd you get, 2 hours? Two, three?
Like four.
Four. All right, let's go.
Four.
Who cares? It's Friday. Friday.
Yeah. What'd you make of the win?
It's a good win. I mean, I said it last week, find a way to get to 3-2. We're sitting here on Friday talking about a 3-2 football team getting ready, 10 days to get ready for Kansas City with a healthy Julian Edelman. And I think Julian Edelman means everything to this offense. He really does. And that was evident last night. I had some concerns, you know, and you hear people talk and say, well, coming off a knee, guys have played football in, 400-plus days. Is he going to be the same guy? He's 32. We do the 32 stuff. We talked about it with Amendola. You're not bringing that guy back. Maybe he'll lose a step. This guy looks like his burst is, I don't want to say better than what it has been. But, I mean, he's fresh legs, right? He's been working his ass off from all the reports we get. And I hear some more stuff yesterday as to what he did and where he trained. But, it's just, did you see anybody else separate through four games? The way this kid did?
No.
When I say separate, make your move, get away from the defender, catch the ball, cut up field. No. Every single throw I think Brady has had up to the point where Edelman's back has been contested, including Gronkowski, forcing it to him against Houston for the touchdown, just trying to bang it on him, in the middle of the field. And Gronk didn't look 100% last night. It's one thing. That's another thing I take away. But looks like Gronkowski fought through something last night and still was effective. But it's still not same Gronk.
Okay, the biggest development.
That's same Edelman. I know that's same Edelman.
The most promising thing out of this game is Edelman, and it's not even close.
It's not close. A different offense with him. They function differently. It's a mental crutch for the quarterback. I don't care how many games he's played, how much he's seen. You want your guy there. It's like me with Ben Coates or Bledsoe with Coates. You couldn't wait to bang it on Ben Coates on 3rd and 6, 3rd and 4. Because you know he's going to be open.
Right.
Or even if he's not open, he's going to catch it.
Most positive thing of the night.
Edelman's
back, and he looks the same. He looks like the same guy.
There was no... I kind of knew we were getting, I don't want to say duped, but the second you saw Cyrus Jones was inactive, guess who was returning punts? This guy. They didn't pump the brakes on him. This wasn't, hey, let's get him 3 snaps in the first drive, and let's see how he reacts, and then maybe we'll feed him a little more. They fed him everything.
617-779-0985, the phone number today. Yes, Hardy?
Oh, nothing. Jim, Jim, do you want to make that comment?
What is it?
No, I think it all the time. It's like Brady Edelman, Zoe Coates. It's a comparison
I know, but I told Jim.
I threw Bledsoe in there.
He said Bledsoe.
Gee, who did I go to, Jim, when it was 4th and 1 or 3rd and 4?
I'm just joking.
I'm banging it on Coach.
I told Jim.
Don't make those days out of the game?
Everybody's getting lunch except Jim.
I told Jim, don't make that point, because everybody says Brady Edelman is like Zoe to Coates, and it's like, don't beat that horse. No. Everybody says that.
Speaking of Coates, and we need the call today, because it's kind of been that you got a little raw ass there. I got the call here. I want the guy to call about Wallach's mom. And what do you coat something with for Wallach's mom to eat? I need that call tonight.
Not necessary.
I need that call.
Not necessary.
The birdseed call.
You know what's funny about Edelman, too, is everything seemed to be back from
Ben
like
Coates.
The first play from scrimmage, right?
Yeah.
Completion to Edelman.
Yeah.
And the underneath routes, even the ill-timed drop on a almost perfectly thrown ball, because Edelman has those. You know, that's kind of been a thing with him throughout his career. Not certainly consistently, and it's one or two of those. How does he catch everything else and drop that?
How does he make the catch he made in Super Bowl 51 and then not make the catch last night?
How does Brady drop the throwback to him? It's crazy. You're so open.
The one drop, though, from Edelman that we're all thinking of, was it a little back shoulder? If Brady could go place that, would he put it 6 inches more in front of him?
No, he throws it with less trajectory and puts it on him. He sticks it on him. Brady floated that ball to him. He babied that ball to him. Mm. And the ball floats and it sits and waits, and you're waiting. Okay, I'm wide open. Am I going to get hit?
You're going to squeeze that ball.
You're better to just throw the ball, like the one on the 3rd and 7 late in the game where the ball's high and behind him down the line of scrimmage. He quickly turns, elevates, spins, breaks a tackle, cuts up field. You're too open. We've seen it too many times. Wide ass open, and you end up dropping it. You know, Philip Dorsett last week, wide open, drops it right down the middle of the field. The kid from the Colts yesterday, was it Hodges?
No, Rodgers.
Rodgers.
Yeah. Now that's a perfect ball.
I mean,
that's a perfect ball.
8 grabs last night, right, Jim?
Eight, not nine.
Not nine.
What was the over and under?
Eight.
Oh, nine?
Nine.
Oh,
nine. 7 in the first half.
9 would have cashed. 8 didn't. And yes, there was cash on the line. And I said to Jim last night, he had seven in the first half.
When he dropped that one, I'm poking Jim. I said, you needed that. Jim said, that would have been too big a play. I don't need that.
He's all too confident. All too confident that it was going to get
I disagree, by the way. It's not Edelman.
What?
This game is about Gordon and Michelle.
Oh,
big plays.
I disagree.
Oh, poopy
pants. Edelman, get the offense going. Those guys can
Gordon
win them.
Had two
those
catches.
Guys, people will feel differently. People feel, I will guarantee you, will feel better about the big plays than Edelman.
You see how open James White is with Edelman?
Sorry.
They did that one.
Edelman makes everything go.
Just go back, and I'm telling you, wait until you go do your little all 22
thing. I agree,
thing.
But Michelle and Gordon plays. Those win
Gordon
you Super Bowls.
Okay.
Those win you Super Bowls.
Okay.
Edelman will get you going.
Okay. The passing game
that was
to this
a Corey
team,
Dillon type run around left end.
Sorry. The passing game is too important to this team and too important to any team in 2018 that Edelman is more important than Sony Michel, as much as I think Sony Michel had another great night.
I don't know.
And I think that's very promising, and I think that's good for the team, and it will be good for the team.
I think Jim Murray
will help
ran
them
that.
In big spots.
Murray could have ran around left end.
But I'm sorry, the most important part of that night was Edelman. And I don't think it's close.
I'm happy.
I think Sony Michel is a distant second. Because there was a lot of, you know,
a lot of
2-yard games, Michelle. Like putting me to sleep type of runs with Sony Michel until he finally busted open. I'm glad he did at the end, and he looked great on that touchdown run. Good for Sony Michel. Show me a little something. But for most of the game, it was like 2 yards, 3 yards, not breaking tackles. Looks like he's thinking too much, trying to, you know, not just doing exactly what's there for him. And I don't want him out there improvising. You know, I don't want him out there making stuff up as he goes, but to say that Sony Michel was the story, no, he was one of the stories last
year. You're ranking stories of the night. It's Edelman, White, Gordon, Michel.
Well, White was
I got three guys
thing.
Ahead of him. Like, but still,
did James White's night surprise you?
No, but he's still breaking
That's
ankles.
Not news.
It's but his ability is going to be even better now to break ankles because of the attention at Gronkowski and Edelman draw.
Yeah, James White's a known commodity. Julian nice. Edelman coming back was not.
Not to downplay
Sony
how
Michelle
good he is.
Still isn't. Josh Gordon still isn't. And that's why those are sort of the developments.
Josh Gordon is coming on, though. It's going
to
get
there. I'm glad that Josh Gordon made that catch. And it showed me something in order to stay with it and to cut to the other side of the end zone once the play was broken. I get it. How much is on the secondary in the Colts, and two guys just not being able to play that ball. He didn't elevate Hardy, to go get it.
Why don't you hang on to this?
He ducked underneath and just grabbed a ball that was 2 weeks ago. Had that been the Lions
this
game?
This is what Paul Perillo and Andy Hart do to you. Yeah.
No, two weeks
just
ago.
Just go off in a different direction.
All right.
All valid points. I'm not saying they're bad. I'm saying it's good. I like what he's saying.
Well, you brought up Gordon Howe's story. Then 2 weeks ago, if Brady throws that in the Lions, you're like, what are you doing? Last night it worked out.
It's turning out.
Caught it chest level. It's not like he went out 5 feet and
that catch is turning out to be the most controversial catch of the Patriots season to this point, as I discovered after the game last night, and I'm sure Hardy discovered that as well. So let's get to it.
He's on the verge.
Let's get to the touchdown by Josh Gordon in this game, which some have used the name Randy Moss in talking about that catch. That is an insult to Randy Moss. We'll get to that catch and your call, 617-779-0985. On a Friday here on Zolak and Bertrand, a lot to get to. The football card today, Read and React, RJ Bell, Phil Perry. A lot of things happening here today on the show. Don't
Phil
go anywhere.
Perry story for you.
What's going on?
Zolak and Bertrand continues.
Hey.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub. Listen to the podcast on the 98.5, the Sports Hub app.
That was a great play Josh made, you know, jumping over the top of two defenders. And, you know, it tells you the kind of confidence I have in a really short period of time. So, you know, he's earned it and happy to see him make that play. Cordell made a great play on the one touchdown. James made a great play on the one that he caught. So we're working there. I mean, this week we actually didn't even have any practices. We just had a bunch of walkthroughs. So still a lot of football left. We obviously have a lot of room to make improvements in a lot of areas. And that's where we're going to be focused on. We play a great team in Kansas City coming up.
Okay, Josh Gordon's touchdown. Big
Hold
play.
On. Wait, wait, wait.
Big play in the game.
Way before that.
What?
You and I are doing pregame, and it's my little hit about a half hour before we go on, and
yeah,
you and I are standing there, and I don't usually stand there and admire dudes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But
no, that's usually my job.
When a sculpted dude of that nature is standing right next to you, as he was with us there, I'm like elbowing you. I'm like, Jesus, look at this. It's just muscles. Like, I only played with one other guy like that, and it was Vincent Brown, who had muscles in his forehead.
Even before we were on. So it was like cheeks. Hitting me in the ribs, like, beat him. Look. Oh, he's so big.
I've had tight ends that size, but not of that muscular, you know, stature. And we got to sit here and deal with Hardy every day.
Dude's got muscles on top of muscles.
And we make fun of Tom for being muscular. This kid makes Tom look like a midget.
He's chiseled.
Yeah.
Absolutely chiseled. He's like a statue.
Did you see the muscles in the back of the thighs? You think speed.
Yeah.
And you can tell he's a track guy, too, because he doesn't have socks on, which is crazy. Like, he's got the leggings that go down. And then you see skin at the ankle, and then it's like
loose ankles. Loose ankles.
No, so just quick. It's like socks weigh you down or something.
All different ways.
Yeah.
Like, track guys don't wear socks. They wear pads.
You don't want compression.
Real thin pads. Yeah. Don't tape them.
Mm-mm. I'm gonna be able to breathe.
Wish I was that fast.
All right. Wish his touchdown. His touchdown.
I was that fast.
His touchdown.
We take it state.
Yeah. Here's why I like the play a lot.
No doubt.
Here's why I personally thought it was a great play for both Brady and Gordon. Number one, it was a broken play that was not drawn up the way it played out. Bill Belichick said as much at the podium postgame. Okay? Part two, he fought through coverage. Fought through it. He was getting grabbed.
Yeah.
He was getting grabbed, and he what could have amounted to illegal contact, right?
Yeah.
Before he went to the end zone. And he adjusted to the football. Saw the ball, made a play on the ball, and scored a touchdown. I mean, it was a really good play, right? To make something out of a broken play, to be on the same page with Brady, who's motioning down the field, who's completely blowing off Chris Hogan, running back and forth across the back of the end zone.
Initially, I thought the ball was
Hey, Tom, Tom, throw me the ball. Tom, right here. Tom, hey, Tom. And he's like, yeah, no. We're looking for Gordon here. We're looking for Gordon. Yeah. And so
initially, I thought the ball was to Hogan. Then it landed at the goal line, which tells you it was at Gordon.
Right.
So it was short.
So there's a lot to like about the play without saying somehow it was Randy Moss-like to go through those two defenders who he stepped back through and made the catch.
Well, that's the thing.
The defenders didn't know where the ball was and did not make a play on the ball.
Ball's a tad.
That was a great play Josh made, you know, jumping over the top of two defenders.
Yeah, no, he didn't do that, Tom. He didn't do that. We heard this post game last night. We're like, what? He didn't jump over anybody.
He actually slowed down and he burst between two of them just to get to the ball so it hits him in the chest. Like, it was a quick
move. He stepped right between them.
Okay, ball's a little short. I'm tracking the ball. Tells you I see the ball better. It's not like if Brandon Cooks is doing that, he's running and still hitting the wall. You know what I mean? Chad Ochocinco would have just stopped in the middle of the field. Joey Galloway would have probably just kept running to the other side. This tells you that the talent is so much better than anything else that they've had. Meaning, those are just instinctual things, which means he's taken the coaching and just the way the play was organic.
Right.
Yeah, Brady at the time, blind, did a great job. He's redirecting, he's pointing, stops. And like you said, he fights through the hole.
Fought through contact to get down there.
He grabbed him. It was a hold. It was just physical.
And there was no quit in him on that play. He kept that play alive the same way Tom Brady did.
He's done a good job blocking, which tells you he's taking the coaching. And he could, even going back to Sunday's game, he catches the ball and he's looking to break tackles. He doesn't go down. He doesn't catch it and go down. He's not babying the ball to the ground. Oh, my God, I got to catch it. I got to cradle it. I got to go down. I got to get up. No, I'm not looking to get out of bounds. Look, where's your safety? I want to run him over. You know? This is the beginning of something here. And you got to continue to just force feed it and baby it and spoon feed it. I mean, they're bringing him to the podium 2 weeks in a row now.
So Three questions.
They're getting him ready.
Three questions.
Next week's going to be four.
That's all you get.
Next week's going to be five. And then when he has a 10-catch game, where it's top's going to come off.
And by the way, Josh Gordon might be as talented as Randy Moss. I don't think he is. I mean, Randy Moss is an elite level. Let's say he's something close to it. He didn't show it on that play last night. He didn't need to.
Yeah.
The play didn't require that. Still a great play, though. Still a good play. But let's not go crazy with it.
Look like a high school player making a play against a JV team.
Yeah, and by the way, it is JV. It's the Colts backups. He was making that play against backups.
I give a shock to
God. Those are not starting caliber NFL players.
He grabs it. He looks at it like, okay, I got my first touchdown. This is kind of cool. All right. What do I do now with the football? Oh, wow. I haven't played football in so long. I forget. Do I throw it in the crowd? Do I high five? Do I chest bump? No, I'm going to Gronkowski it. I'm going to look at it, and I'm going to spike it. You know, it was a good moment for him. Pump the brakes on the Randy Moss stuff.
Yeah. Ease up, please.
But you see the talent.
Let's get to some of the calls. 617-779-0985. Zach's in Worcester. He'll lead us off today. Zach.
Neil.
Hi.
Hey, man. So I'm calling about in the second quarter. There's first and goal, and they sent Michelle. They sent Michelle up the middle, I think twice, at least once. And when he was in Georgia, I remember seeing him go over the top so many times. Why don't they let him jump? Why do you think Belichick holds him back?
How do you know it's on the coach, not the player?
It's a scheme of the block, too.
There's really never been any backs in New England going over the top like that, very often, anyway.
I don't know. I think at times like that, too, you could get lit up, you could get hurt. I mean, defenses are coached and they're explosive enough in the middle where backers are so good at this level, you could read that, step up, and go helmet to helmet there. He does that, too. I mean, Brady did it. Nice job on the sneak. It's about breaking that plane. This kid's done enough to run guys over to where you should be able to get two freaking yards if you block it right. If you just wall the thing off, lower your shoulder and go. This is the NFL. They're going to pack it in. It's a goal line defense. You shouldn't be able to walk in, but it should be competitive.
Bob is in Foxborough. Hey, Bob.
Hey, how you doing? A couple things on the Josh Gordon catch. And I think, Zoe, you hit on it that, we're not used to seeing this type of stuff, but I'm going to take it a little bit above Randy Moss. I mean, the way he went after that ball, I mean, we haven't seen that, right? I mean, that's Megatron, that's Randy Moss, that's Dez in his prime. I mean, we're used to seeing Chris Hogan, who, in my opinion, should be playing for the Boston Cannons instead of the Patriots.
From a catching standpoint, from the catch standpoint, I would say that the slant against Miami, where he snags it, plucks it, spins, turns, and looks, was a better catch than that. Like, he caught this in his chest. But he stepped through it.
I just feel like all our receivers,
it's the judging of the ball.
Like you said, they would just keep running, right? They keep running, and then they look back at an interception. I mean, this guy obviously has a nose for the ball, and he's a super athlete. Like you said it yourself, so the guy.
But you've got to admit, Bob, that the catch wasn't really contested.
There were two guys right next to him.
Oh, that doesn't matter. They're standing
there.
They're
looking at each other.
They didn't contest it.
They're like, oh, crap.
They had no idea where the ball was.
He stepped through us.
You can't tell me that it was contested because there were two guys in the area.
I'm not even talking about
the catch.
That means
you're just being dishonest about the situation.
The fact he got to the spot where he needed to get to was
knowingly dishonest.
He made a play.
Because you're excited about Josh Gordon, which is great. Be excited about Josh Gordon.
Waiting for receivers.
Guy's talent is off the charts. I get it. Mike is in the car. Mike.
How are you guys? It just, you know, I think everybody needs to pump the brakes on the Randy Moss comparisons and just Gordon in general. I'm not saying that he's not on the verge of breaking out. He might be, but to use what happened last night as the basis for that, I just find sort of ridiculous. That ball probably should have been knocked down. If that ball had been knocked down, would we all be sitting here talking about how Josh Gordon's on the verge of breaking out? I mean, guy had two catches for 50 yards last night. It probably should have been one for 10. I just think we might be getting ahead of ourselves. This guy, everybody's excited about the talent because he had 1,600 yards 4 years ago catching passes from Brandon Whedon and, you know, Brian Hoyer. But it was 4 years ago. Like, let's
well, yeah, he was also the number one guy that you're force feeding. You know, he's not getting force fed. They're picking and choosing where they're going to him here.
Yeah,
it's still going to be James White and Edelman.
I just think that ball was more of a poor play on the Colts last night than it was a great play by Josh Gordon. It was a joke.
Combination.
Jump ball.
Absolutely. Combination of it.
Yeah.
If those are two Patriot defenders, I'm going nuts ripping both of them for allowing that to happen. You're right.
Yep.
That is part of it.
You would. You'd be ripping them.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. It's just not Randy Moss-like. And maybe he'll start making plays that are Randy Moss-like, but that just shouldn't qualify.
I would say that the two touchdown catches against Devin McCourty were better catches from a perspective of catching the ball and making a play than that was. I'm more impressed with the development of the play to get him to that spot. He made a play with Brady. It's not about the catch. It's not about the catch. It's not about the size. It's not about leaping. Caught the ball right between a one and a zero. It hit him right there.
Let's go to Alex in the truck. Hey, Alex.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
What up?
So I was talking to my buddy last night, and we kind of realized that this was the first time they've played since the Flategate, correct?
Colts and Patriots?
Yes.
Is that right?
Luck was out all last year. Yeah, yeah.
They haven't played?
Yeah. I mean, I didn't really hear anybody touch on it, but I mean, I kind of feel like that's why Brady came out lights out last night, you know, going 9-for-9. I mean, yeah, hell of a game. I mean, I feel like he's just trying to stick it to him one more time.
I don't think they played in 2015. I don't think it has to do with Brady versus the Colts. I think it had to do with Edelman being back, the excitement of that, the excitement of having probably 3 days off. They're going to throw him a bone here. It's like a mini bye. So, I mean, Brady, in essence, has been pressing and grinding for 5 weeks.
Brady's never been really pissed at the Colts, from what I understand.
And it's not Gregson.
He's pissed at the commissioner.
If anybody should be pissed at, it should be pissed at the Ravens.
The head coach and the GM that were in Indianapolis are no longer there.
Colts are inadequate. They're a high school team. You know what they do? They get interceptions after being down two scores and go and take pictures of it in the end zone. That's what bad teams do. Like, you losers.
Oh, I'll tell you, Farley, man, 41 there. He goes down there. He's right in the middle of that picture holding the football.
What do you think Belichick would
have
done?
He's the guy who helps give up the touchdown to Gordon, and he's also the guy who gets stiff-armed by Sonny Michel on the way to the end zone.
Do you realize?
Justice was served after that thing last night.
He didn't make a play.
See that, Brad Marchand? That's how you get a team. You get a guy back. You go out and you beat him.
Chris Hogan blew it. Hogan.
They showboat.
Hogan should have caught the ball. He didn't make a play. Ball fell in his lap. Pat Chung made a play. You know, you get pressure, boom, throws the ball to Chung. That's making a play. The two picks weren't plays that they made. They were freak plays.
Right.
Yeah, give me a freaking break. Down 14.
I mean, Gronk was trying to bat that ball away. He knew that it was up for grabs, and he tried to get it out of play. It's like you said, it was freak. Yeah. Bad luck.
Freak play.
Hang on to the ball, but once it's up in the air, I don't know if anybody's coming down with that if he just doesn't bat it in the direction of one of the defenders.
We got other things to get to from the game, and of course we have a lot of football today. As I said, Phil Perry will be in the noontime hour. We got the football card coming up at 10:50. RJ Bell at 1 o'clock today, but I do want to hit on a couple of other things that were happening yesterday. One was Chris Sale speaking ahead of his start tonight at Fenway Park. The other was Kyrie Irving and what I think is a major story for the Celtics. Why don't we touch on both of those coming up next?
Sports Hub Headlines.
38-24, that's the final from Foxborough, where the Patriots beat the Colts last night. Tom Brady, what's it all about?
It's about points.
Yep.
And the turnovers, obviously, they keep you from scoring points. They're going to guard deep. You got to throw it where they're not. So, ultimately, we got to score more points.
Brady completed 34 of 44 pass attempts, 341 yards, 3 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. Pats get a few days off. Few days off! Few days off! Next up, Chiefs, a week from Sunday. It's the new chant. It's the new motto. We're going to be selling those shirts. Bruins answered their 7-0 loss in the season opener with a 4-0 win last night in Buffalo. Next up, the Monday matinee against Ottawa. Red Sox and Yankees play game one of the ALDS tonight at Fenway Park. Chris Sale to the mound. Headlines are brought to you by Clear Path for Veterans, New England's Journey Home 5K to support our veterans and first responders on Veterans Day. Register now at journeyhome5k.com. I'm Hardy on Boston's Home for Sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. Get your Sports Hub headlines anytime and your flash briefing on your Alexa voice-activated speaker or right here in 30 minutes.
Without Zolak and Bertrand, your workday is just pushing papers and eating lunch.
What, is there a problem?
With Zolak and Bertrand, it's pushing papers, eating lunch, and talking sports.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Way better. Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Chris, can you talk about your success against the Yankees this year?
No.
Game one starter Chris Sale yesterday. Johnny Miller asked him if he could talk about his success against the Yankees this year. Nope. No. No, I cannot. Nothing good will come out of that, my friend. That's what he's saying right there. No, I'm not going to take that. I'm going to take a hard pass on talking about what I've done in the regular season.
Could have handled that better.
He could have. He could have given an answer.
Little dicky. I mean, we sit in.
He could have said, I could, but I'm not going to, Johnny.
Yeah.
Nothing good will come of it.
Johnny.
Exactly. He could have just said something more than no. Season. He could have declined, but. Right.
Blame him for not talking about it.
I don't either. I think it's great. No. I think the approach is actually awesome by him. But you're right. He could have given an answer in explaining why he's not going to give you an answer, which I think could be interesting in and of itself. And I think it could make him look even better because I think he does look good by declining to talk about
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
The action in and of itself is really good.
Absolutely.
Like he's a little touched. I like it.
Yeah. He's got a little red ass, which is great. But if David Price didn't act the way David Price did and the way he handled himself, I got to be fair and sit here and say, if you're going to be quick and just be, no. And we're going to attack David Price. That David Price would be losing it today. So to be fair to David Price.
Right.
Chris Sale. Dicky response.
Chris Sale's not savvy is what it comes down to. In fact, I don't think there's very many players on this team that are savvy in this regard.
Well,
I don't think they have.
No. Them. And I think the difference is if somebody else does it, if it's Price or, and not to pile on David Price, he didn't do anything wrong, but let's say it was him. We would say it's because he's being a dick or it's a failed attempt at humor.
Right.
When Chris Sale does it, like, he's a little cuckoo.
It's badass.
No, see, I don't even think it's that.
I think he's a little nuts.
I don't think that he's nuts. I don't think that he's angry or upset or has got any of that. I just think he doesn't want to go there because, first of all, he recognizes sort of what this is. He recognizes the gravity of the situation in a baseball sense, right?
Yes.
He gets it.
Yeah. Big spot, he knows it.
And he also talked about getting his feet wet last year, playoff-wise, and sort of understanding it better now than he did then.
Nothing during the regular season and what he did against Yankee helps him tonight at, what is it, 7:30? 7:10?
Right.
What is it? What's the first pitch? I don't even know. Whatever, 7-something.
7:32.
7:32. Okay, 7:32. And this is like,
What TV station is that on tonight, by the way?
TBS.
Okay. TBS, 7:32.
Yeah. Tango Bravo Sierra. 1932 hours.
The Superstation.
Baseball.
From Chicago, the Windy City.
I thought he answered it well by saying no. Good decision. But if he were a little more savvy about it, he'd be saying,
it's a new season.
It's a brand new season. And what I did in the regular season doesn't mean anything now. It's a brand new season, and we all have to go out there and prove ourselves. Boom. Which I think I think that's what he intended.
Just trying to be fair to David Price.
I'm going
to
give him the benefit of the doubt. I'm going to help him here and say that that was his intent when he just said, nope, no.
I mean, you want a chilling, you want a pager, you want all these guys climbing. You want them to have that red ass, and you could. I think he's got it, and I think it's a massive for many reasons a massive start for him. Not only for this season or for being the best team in baseball, but to getting out in front. You know, this series. I mean, what are you going to do? What are you going to do contract wise with him moving forward if he absolutely implodes tonight? Like, you're going to have concerns. Like, wow. His shoulder isn't good. To what Pedro said,
if the it's not, kicking I don't know what you do contract wise.
There's so many repercussions.
I think the bigger concern is what is he as a pitcher now?
Yeah, to what Pedro tweeted the other day. Hey, looks good. He should be more creative. Dave O'Brien. Well, you know he's a pitcher now. You know everything's creative from a creativity standpoint, but Pedro's saying it allows time for the medicine to kick in. What are we dealing with?
TBS is Atlanta. What's the big station? He's
WGN is Chicago.
Ah. Oh.
Right.
Whiskey Golf November.
Yeah.
Chicago.
Man, you came up with those three words quick.
W-G-N.
I was trying to like, water.
Whiskey.
Wussy.
Alpha Bravo Charlie. Delta Echo Foxtrot. What
Wicker.
Do you want to do?
I used to like it when all the Braves games were on TBS. You always had another option. You did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Never mind. Sorry I brought it up.
No, I mean, I dig the I used to have when the NFL was on TNT, I had one of those old TNT NFL hats. I love the TBS and the TNT logos. I don't know.
Logos? Logos?
The TV logo. Yeah.
Logos?
Yeah.
All I know is that there was a time, like in the early 90s, if you had cable in anywhere in the Boston area, you would get all the Braves games. You'd get all the Mets games. Yeah. You'd get all the Cubs games. You got the Red Sox games, obviously. But, like, you got every game from, like, four different teams.
I'll watch this.
Oh, there's baseball on. When people actually cared about baseball.
What do you got on Kyrie?
Kyrie Irving yesterday is first in a fan event, and he's going to talk again today, so we'll see if he sort of follows up on it. But Kyrie said he wants to sign in Boston and is sort of making that be known.
I think it's pretty important.
Share with my teammates as well as the organization and everyone else in Boston. You guys are having me back. I plan on resigning again next year.
I plan on re-signing here next year, that's is what he said.
You don't take back that. You don't do in that room, in that environment, knowing the room, in that setting, your season ticket fan base, your season ticket holders, the people that pay and the people that pay the parking, the 50 a night.
Did you just see what the intern just
watch
did
you,
back there?
What did he say?
Did you just see that?
Did he get fist pumped?
He just dabbed back there when he heard it. Look at him.
What'd you do?
I don't want to watch.
These kids. These kids these days. He's so excited about it. He's surprised and excited, the intern, today.
That's his target audience right there, the kids.
Listen, we sort of got this sense a couple of weeks ago, or not even a couple of weeks ago. The comments have changed here with Kyrie in a big way. There's been a big swing in what he's saying. He wasn't saying anything close to this in the offseason.
Well, you get back around it. You know how you feel physically. You see the setting. You see the building. More importantly, you see the guys you're playing with and what's around you and what potentially it could be. And that's good. It means he likes it.
What was the report last night, Jim, about him talking ownership? I know that someone had followed up with that after the fact.
Shams. Sharania. Shams.
I got the tweet right here. As Boston star Kyrie Irving says at Celtics fan event that he plans to re-sign with the team next summer, Irving has also communicated with Boston ownership over the past several weeks and has verbally committed his plans to stay long-term. So it is. It's a recent development with Kyrie Irving. He's going to talk to the media today in his availability at the Celtics facility. So if anything is said there.
Yeah, that's not.
He's going to talk in about 20 minutes or so. So when he does, if anything is said there that doubles down on this or confirms this, you will hear it.
I mean, he's not a guy just throw stuff out there. I think he's a thinker. He thinks before he speaks. You know, he likes to talk a lot.
Yes.
Yeah, that's not just something you throw out there to get a rise out of fans. Watch me get these guys. No, I planned this. I intentionally wanted to do it in front of this group. That's concrete to me, man. I know I plan to, and it gives them the out. But, man, you can't come back on something like that.
That means 5 years and $180 million is likely waiting for him there next summer from that's the Boston lot. Celtics.
Good.
5 and $189 million.
Good.
What do you think of that? Great. You do it?
Great, yes.
Absolutely you do it.
Yes.
Assuming health. That's what you got to add that in. If he gets hurt, we're out.
Yeah,
we got no loyalty if he gets
hurt.
It's
all predicated on health, but that's that guy's stamp. That's the guy you need.
I
worry more about the other guys calling their shots.
Football card is coming up. Why Colts or stupid at 11? I'm going to put a twist on that today at 11. You don't want to miss that. All that on the way here on Zolak and Bertrand, day after a Patriots win.
Zolak and Bertrand continues on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Time now for the football card here on Zolak and Bertrand. This is a hard week to pick, man. Hard. And at this point, I'm still undecided. I'm not going first here. I think T-Bone and Jim should start the picks.
My pick's first in the day on Saturday, so I'll go first.
Go ahead.
Clemson, Wake Forest, over 61.5.
Oh, yeah.
Clemson's quarterback is back. Wake Forest has no defense this year.
Yep.
BC put up 40-something on Wake Forest.
All right.
Don't ever say that. Don't ever say those two letters here.
That means they must have no defense then.
They gave them no defense. They played none.
We'll take it. All right. Take the over in the Wake Forest game. T-Bone?
I'm looking at the Cowboys this week.
Are you?
Yeah.
Ones? Look at you being a
Which
big
Cowboys?
Boy. Look at T-Bone all
not
grown
the ones
up.
From Dallas. Definitely not the Dallas Cowboys.
The Wyoming Cowboys.
I knew it.
There it is.
Turn his mic off.
There it is. Wyoming.
Wyoming.
Good luck finding this game. I don't know what channel it's on. It's on at midnight Eastern.
Good luck finding you next week.
Wyoming against Hawaii. Over 57 points.
Okay, a couple of overs.
Maybe you could have some people over and have some poi.
Catch that after the 4-hour Red Sox-Yankees game and start.
Yes, if you're staying up late, watch the Sox and then watch Wyoming-Hawaii.
What does he What's do?
David Price versus Tanaka. That game's definitely going 4 hours.
What is Hawaii's mascot now or nickname?
Mahalua.
Warriors. Warriors.
All right, but they're not Rainbow Warriors
I don't
anymore,
think so,
right?
No.
They dropped the rainbow. So they're just the Hawaii Warriors. Okay, good to know. So
it's time for Baker Mayfield to get T-sizzled.
Baker moneymaker.
Baltimore on the road in Cleveland. Baltimore spotting them 3.5. I'm laying the points. I think Baker Mayfield's going to have a bad day.
Wow.
Yeah. Baltimore with a tough win on the road. Tough divisional win on the road. Beat Pittsburgh. Now they're going to beat Cleveland.
All right. Marty?
What do you got there, Panama Red?
I'm not ready.
He ain't ready yet. What do you got, Peter?
No. Tom took mine.
Shut up.
I was...
You didn't even know why he had a football team.
I'm not sure who to go with, so.
This is pathetic.
I'm having a real hard
time. Nick, get your heads out of you know what. Let's go.
All right, I'll tell you what. I think this is the week that the Vikings start to right the ship.
Oh, God. They got Philly, dude.
They're on the road. They're
going to right the ship in Philly?
Give me the Vikings plus the 3 points. Yep.
Mike's getting three.
Mm. Yep.
Philly doesn't look right.
You're getting plus 100 with the plus 3.
That doesn't make me feel good, but I'm making this bet anyway. You know why?
But if we win, it means we win more.
Partial reason for this is that we're going to get that game on TV here in Boston in the 425.
Nobody wants Jacksonville, KC. Come on.
So
rooting interest here.
There's not much to offer. The 4 o'clock window on Sunday in the NFL is hot garbage this week. This is the best game, and we are going to get it here.
Which is awful. This happens every time the Patriots have a Sunday off. We get garbage games to watch.
Yeah.
Brutal.
So that's our game that we get locally. I'm going to give myself a rooting interest and us a rooting interest once, you know, Hawaii and Wake Forest go over and all that crap.
It's going to be 75 and
sunny.
Yeah,
give me the Vikings.
I'll be in my pool anyway.
Give me the Vikes. They got to sort that thing out there. They're a better team than the way they've played so far.
I hate to say it, Zoe, but I like that Jacksonville-KC game. But I like Kansas City.
Then take them there.
Only laying 3 at Arrowhead?
Big boy.
You're laying... Jim, is that what you have it at?
Yeah.
Yeah, and the 3 is only
you
minus 105. So
they've done nothing.
If we pick that and we hit, we're really going to make some
money. You know what they've done? They've done nothing but play bad defenses. How about that? They're going to get punched in the mouth by Jacksonville. Jacksonville gets up for big games.
Kansas City.
Jacksonville can travel. I don't like that pick, Hardy.
Well, no one cares.
That makes me like it even more. KC, book it.
There it is.
Done.
Got the over in the Wake game, over in Hawaii. I've got the Vikings plus the 3.
Zoe's
taking the Ravens minus 3.5 at Cleveland. Oh, Hardy says KC at home minus the 3. They're going to beat up on the Jags.
Music off.
And honestly, Zoe, talking about the
Since we won on the Patriots, are we wagering more this week, or are we just still sticking with the 5 units?
5 units.
I got to put the money up again.
Do you want
five units pays 128.
Good.
What do you want? Do you want KC coming in here rolling, thinking we can beat anybody, or do you want them pissed off and beat up from Jacksonville?
I want them beaten and bruised. I want the I want the Colts type of team.
I don't want that. Really? I do not want
Colts
that.
Came in all beaten up and hurt.
I want them feeling great coming out of that Jacksonville game. I want them right for the picket.
I want Kelsey to get ear holed.
That's what I want.
Okay.
All right, then.
Make it a trap game.
Yes. Yes, the old trap game. 617-779-0985.
Now we're laying the trap.
The old trap game.
You have to use the, avoid the trap. Now you're laying the trap.
You know what? We're starting to approach lunch here. Did you guys see Guy Fieri on the sidelines?
I did. I said hello to him.
I think he, I wish he was here doing radio spots and bring some of his food in. Chicken dinner or some beer can nachos, trash can nachos, I think.
Look, we couldn't get meatball subs delivered here a few weeks ago. You think Guy Fieri is going to show up with some of his garbage food and drop it off on the counter in front of you? No.
Look at Zoe starting already. He says yesterday, I'm buying lunch for you guys. Now he's starting trying to...
Yeah, now he's trying to look for a free lunch.
Maybe we should send the intern. He could just walk there and take an hour and a half.
Intern's got to leave early. He's got a soccer game today.
You got a what?
He's got a soccer game.
He plays college soccer.
What, do you play for who? Like a real team or is this intramural?
Yeah, Framingham State.
A real team?
Yes.
Oh, good for you.
Playing out in Western Mass. Nice. Gotta get the bus.
I'm heading out there. I'll give you a ride.
Nice.
Are you?
Yeah, a little UMass trip today.
Said you can watch it on MassCAC TV.
I'm sorry, Matt. Where do I find that channel?
That's the one Tom watches.
Is that on Facebook Live?
Right after the Hawaii game.
Yeah,
that's
stupid.
It's on tape delay after the Hawaii game. Let's go to Farouk.
It's a Snapchat game.
Yeah, Farouk and Quincy. What do you got, Farouk?
Guys. Josh Gordon is the second coming of Randy Moss times 10. But Randy Moss has no Super Bowls, am I right? I mean, listen, last night,
which
did anybody
what?
Catch
what does
that question?
Mean? What does that mean, Farouk? Because
so, did anybody catch the question last night that Tommy Curran asked asked Gordon after the game? He said, Josh, what's it like to be part of a bigger offense instead of being the focal point of the offense? He said, honestly, it's a relief. The guy's a class act. Josh Gordon is a class act. It just hasn't come out yet.
No, I think it was the right answer, but I don't know if it's classy.
I understand your point. He's honestly answering a question. Like I said that before. He's force-fed the ball in Cleveland. The reason he got 1,600 yards. He's not going to have that here. He's third, fourth option here.
Randy Moss times 10.
Randy Moss wasn't third.
Those were the points.
Just remember... Randy Moss is not third or fourth option here and has been given selective plays.
The biggest point of the game last night with Josh Gordon is that the game got a little bit tight, and Brady looked to him on the first play of that drive.
And the last play of that drive
for the dagger.
There's trust. There's trust there.
Regardless of anything else that happened, when it was time to win the game, he looked for Josh Gordon. That tells you something.
He was just looking. He was back there for about a minute and a half.
I disagree.
On the last play, yes, I agree. But on the first play of the drive, to get the drive started, he looked for him.
Why didn't he throw to Hogan on that last play then, Hardy?
I don't even know if he saw him.
I don't know how you could miss him.
He's little.
Hey! Hey, Tom! Right! I'll run this way. Open still! Now I'm over here. Throw to me.
You want to throw across his body.
Brady looked at him and pointed him to the other direction so he wouldn't get in the way.
Right
down there. You know, one of those. Hardy.
No, I'll come back later.
Yeah.
No, right in there.
Right
there. Nah, I gotta go. I got the kids.
Yeah, right. Right there. Right down there. Why the Colts were stupid. We're gonna have to tweak this today because I don't know how stupid the Colts were. Last night. I'm not sure they were all that stupid. They were badly depleted.
Yeah, what are we calling this?
They were...
What are we calling this, Jim?
They were down a number of men. They had a lot of backups on the field.
Just play to pick play.
Yeah. Okay. We're going to play that.
All right.
All right, that's coming up in 90 seconds.
Here we go.
One play.